This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, June 29th. Okay, folks, so this is the day that the Russell indices have been rebalanced. So any stock that was added to the indices is popping because of a lot of buying pressure. Not only is there a lot of money in index management, but there's also a lot of what they call tracking managers, which are forced to hug benchmarks. So when something gets added to the index, they're forced to buy. Now, this helps predominantly small and mid-cap stocks, but it's also helping SpaceX because it was added to the Russell 1000. So you can see that's up today. Now, Friday, you know, we had a lot of profit taking in the AI-related stocks and data center-related stocks. And they're bouncing today, but I want to remind you they're screaming buys. The negative media is coming from Europe, okay? Mostly the central banks and the economic think tanks that think AI is going to lead to a financial crisis. There is virtually no merit to this whatsoever. This is just a continent that has fallen behind that is complaining why they're losers, okay? Now, the EU passed this thing called the Digital Services Act, meant to tax our tech companies. And President Trump, on Friday, on True Social, said, if you tax the tech companies, we're going to put 100% tariff on you, and it's going to circumvent all our other tariff agreements. So we're at war now with Europe, okay? I can't say that strong enough. Europe has open source software. So when you land in Europe, your text, your emails can all be viewed in Europe, okay? In America, we have closed source software largely. And that means if they want to look at our text or emails, they have to subpoena Gmail, which is Google, or iCloud, which is Apple. So there is no privacy in Europe. If you text the wrong thing or look at something on social media and hit like, you could be arrested, okay? As folks in Britain know, France know, and to a little lesser extent, Germany know too, but it goes on in all the countries. Essentially, because the media over there is controlled by the governments, they want to shape the narrative. They want the public to be, lemmings, to be pawns, to just react and do what they say. So this is very sad, okay? Now, to their credit, the Financial Times, which is largely negative on America, did mention that 80% of our returns are AI-related in America. It's also 40% of our stock market. There are other markets benefiting from AI, like Japan and South Korea and Taiwan. But Europe has, of course, fallen dramatically behind, even though the Netherlands has some good chip manufacturing companies like ASML, etc. But the bottom line is any dip in these AI-related stocks is a screaming buy. Now, CNBC had Jeremy Grantham on Friday on Squawk Box. And this guy's a perma bear. He's never been positive on the stock market that I can remember. First of all, he's a bond guy. He's not a stock guy. And he just went off on how grossly overvalued the market is. This guy is an idiot, okay? I can't fix stupid, okay? Micron is trading at 7.4 times forecasted earnings, 2027 earnings. NVIDIA is trading at 15.4 times forecasted 2027 earnings. Of course, the companies are going to surprise. The actual P ratios are a lot lower, okay? So, you know, to ignore the fact that we just had over 30% earnings growth on the S&P last quarter, to ignore that was the strongest earnings in several years, the strongest surprises I can remember, the biggest analyst revisions in over 5 years. And by the way, the analysts are revising their estimates higher now. Means that you're an ostrich. You have your head in the sand, okay? Again, I can't fix stupid. Why CNBC has to throw mud on the stock market, whether it's Andrew Ross Sorkin's 1929 book or having Jeremy Grantham on them with their higher rated shows, it's a disservice to America, especially as we head into the holiday weekend. So let me just address the ride we're going to be on. Every dip here is a buying opportunity. Every single dip, okay? The other thing is that there's quarter-end window dressing, okay? It'll be over by tomorrow. But essentially, professional managers, when they visit their clients, have to have pretty stocks. Stocks with good sales and earnings, etc. Guess what? That's all our stocks, okay? So we're benefiting from that. So I'm expecting a big rebound. We traditionally rally into holiday weekends because people have other things on their mind. They're going to enjoy the 4th of July. And, of course, this 4th of July is the 250th anniversary of America. And I know the celebration is going to be huge in Washington, D.C. I was there last week, and I saw the B-2 bomber flying around. I guess it was practicing, okay? But I'm sure what the 4th of July celebration is going to be beyond good, okay? So, folks, it's just time to celebrate America, enjoy America. All the World Cup fans here are enjoying it, okay? They know that they've been lied to about America when they, you know, go visit all our restaurants and see how prosperous our suburbs are. And, you know, they don't have Buc-ee's or Costco's in their part of the world, and you know, they're just amazed by what we have in America, okay? Now, the other thing is the dollar is getting very strong, okay? Right now, the Japanese yen is at the lowest level to the dollar since 1986. What a strong dollar does is it shoves down the prices of everything we import. So that's good. That's disinflationary. Crude oil prices remain under $70 a barrel when you look at WTI. So the inflation is bubble has definitely been pricked. Now, I realize Apple raised the price of its iPads and MacBooks, and Microsoft did not raise the price of its Surface laptops because it removed some RAM or some memory. So if you add it back in, it's more expensive now. That's unusual, okay? Normally in technology, prices keep falling, okay? And that's why Micron has such a low P ratio, because memories traditionally fall in price. But there is an acute shortage now, okay, due to the AI build-out. So Micron is prospering from that as a Seagate technology and SanDisk, and I can go on and on. But the bottom line is that any inflation we have in tech is transitory, like anything else, until all the plants get built and the demand is built. The demand is met. So I'm not worried about that at all. But I do want you to realize that you are in a very special time, that, you know, the earnings environment is stunning. Yes, it's mostly data centers, but hey, we have a lot of oil tanker stocks that are doing good. You know, Europe set a 15-year low on LNG supplies. You know, they have the heat wave, and that means more electricity generation. Even though they don't have the air conditioning we have, they have some. So that means that the power bill goes up, and they got to spend more natural gas turbines. So their LNG reserves have been depleted. So we're going to be sending all that to Europe. So as we enter the third quarter, we are entering our period where we will achieve 5 to 6% annual GDP growth. So I want you to be happy. I want you to celebrate what's going on. I want you to have a wonderful 4th, and I don't want you to listen to the naysayers. Please don't, okay? I realize there is a profession out there of just slamming prosperity, you know, bashing billionaires. You know, folks, this is America, you know? You shouldn't beat them. You should join them, okay? And if you want to, you know, bash the billionaires, you're a loser. Join them, okay? Buy their stocks. Grow and prosper with them. You know, a lot of these stocks are big, they're safe, they're monopolies. And, you know, you don't really have to sell them that much because they're so reliable on their earnings. So that means you don't have to pay the taxes until you sell, of course. So please, please, enjoy the ride. Don't worry about things. Have a wonderful 4th. There is a central bank conference underway in Europe about Europe's new identity, where they're going. Kevin Warsh will be a speaker there. I don't know if he'll say what people in the Trump administration have said, which is basically join America or get left behind. But that I'll be looking out for comments there. We also have some economic data coming out. I'll keep you posted, of course. But please enjoy the ride, folks. Enjoy the 4th of July. We have a lot to be thankful for, and now you have great buying opportunity. And I don't think it'll last very long because our stocks are so stunning, okay? And, of course, next month we'll have more earnings coming out to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So take care, everybody. It's Louie Navelier.